Now how's your heart?
My heart? My heart is so full and I'm happy. But I'm still single. I'm still single, but I'm enjoying my single era. And feeling ko, hindi ko rin muna makikita yung sarili ko in a relationship with someone. It was a tough year for me. Yun, maraming iyak-iyak dito. Pangit din kasi yung parang magpe-pretend ako na hindi ko, ayoko itong maramdaman. I would allow myself to feel it para ma-release ko. I think dun rin ako nag-heal na parang, oh my gosh, I don't need a guy in my life. I am happy, I'm at peace, and I'm really blessed, super blessed.
Hello, updaters, and welcome to the first Showbiz podcast of GMA Updated with Nelson Canlas. And just before we end the celebration of Women's Month, two bold, brave, and beautiful women of Sparkle 10 will be joining us today para makapagbigay inspirasyon pagdating sa women empowerment. First, let us welcome on Updated, Ashley Ortega. Updaters, nako, ang init na ng panahon. Nako, pero papalamigin natin ng konti yan dahil ang ating next guest, mixture ng mainit at malamig. Siya ang kilala kong hottest ice queen. Ayan, let's welcome my friend, Ashley Ortega.
Hello! Hello, everybody! I am back! Thank you.
Yes, you're back. Ashley, okay. Sabi mo nga, di ba, you're back. At, grabe, isang taon na yun nung huli tayo nag-usap dito sa Updated.
Yeah, I remember yung last interview ko with you here. Nagpo-promote ako ng Hearts on Ice eh.
Teka muna, babalikan ko lang Ashley ha, if I may. Nung last year, nung na-interview kita, medyo moving on ka sa relationship nun time na yon eh. Ngayon, how's your heart?
My heart is so full and I'm happy, but I'm still single.
Oh.
I'm still single, but I'm enjoying my single era and feeling ko hindi ko rin muna makikita yung sarili ko in a relationship with someone because I have so much on my plate right now. I'm focusing sa new teleserye ko. And then, eto, nilaunch kaming Sparkle 10 Girls. And, ayun. So, I'm happy. I'm contented. Pero, of course, I'm not closing my doors. Kapag may dumating na taong feeling ko may potential, I will, ano naman, embrace it. Pero sa ngayon kasi parang, hindi.
Do you go out on dates?
I do, actually, yes. For, syempre, ano rin, 1.5 years na rin akong single. I do go out and hang out with guys to get to know them. Pero hanggang dun lang. I always tell them also na, uy, ano lang ah, this is like a casual hangout. I just really want to explore and get to know a lot of people. So, parang dun ako sa stage na, ayun.
So, upfront, sinasabi mo na agad yun?
Yes, upfront. Para, ano, no expectations or ano. Or, di ba, hindi sila magiging hopeful sa akin. Pero, if nag-work out together yung pag may something, pag mararamdaman ko rin naman yung kapag may spark, di ba, wala akong mararamdaman.
So, wala pa, kumbaga. Wala pa. Kasi hindi mo naman pwedeng ipilit yun eh. Hindi mo pwedeng ipilit eh.
So, kasi yung natural lang na parang, okay to ah, na we vibe. Actually, I get to vibe with everybody naman. Pero, maybe because that's not my priority talaga. And I'm not looking for love. So, siguro kaya rin ganun. Pero, if feeling ko, kunwari, like, more than 3 dates na hinabas, so, yung ko talagang sasabihin na, let's just see where this goes, but you can't expect anything from me. Basta, let's just enjoy each other's company. Sabi ko, I'm busy with work. That's my priority. So, if willing naman sila mag-wait, hindi mag-wait sila. Pero, hindi ko rin ipipilit talaga.
Oo, buti nga, lumabas ka pa kasama nila, no? Sa sobrang busy mo.
Oo, kasi sometimes, I'm not gonna deny it, I do get lonely and I do get bored. Siyempre, I wanna go out. Pero recently, ang lagi ko rin din naman mga kasama, yung mga girlfriends ko yan, sina Shubi, Roxy, Sky, kami lagi magkasama. So, parang, masaya ako sa kanila. Sabi ko, okay lang din pala na kahit single ako kasi kayo, kaladkari naman kayo. Pag kailangan ko kayo, nandyan sila agad. So, parang, I really love them and I appreciate them.
Tsaka hindi, kasi ngayon yung time na, sabi mo nga, wala kang significant other, no? Ngayon yung time mo to enjoy with friends, kumbaga.
Yes,
kasi,
syempre, yes.
Pag meron ka ng jowa, di ba?
Focus
ka na doon.
That's true. So, I'm really enjoying my time with myself, with friends, with family. So, okay na yun. Pag nandyan naman na, if nandyan na yung right time, hindi, di ba? It's good for me. Pero kung wala pa, hindi ko ipitilin. Lalo na now na there's so many plans for me this year sa career ko and I'm super excited for it.
Medyo recently, napansin ko, nagpahinga ka. Naging choosy ka ba sa mga roles after nung ginawa mo yung Hearts on Ice?
Hindi naman naging choosy. Yes, nagpahinga talaga ako. Nag-travel ako and everything. Pero sabi ko, itong next na gusto kong gawin, alam mo yung grabe yung batuhan ng lines. So, yung ganun. So, sa pulang araw, when they told me about that project, umuwi ako agad kasi it's a beautiful project, it's a beautiful role, and yeah, hindi naman ako naging choosy.
Sobrang challenging talaga yung role mo sa Pulang Araw, di ba?
Diba?
Nakita pa tayo dun sa home ng Comfort Women and talagang ang bigat and yes. Talagang naiyak ka talaga sa research mo.
Yes, yung role ko medyo kailangan ko rin kasi siyang timplahin kasi mabigat yung pagiging Comfort Women, but at the same time, ako rin kasi yung medyo masama doon. So, kailangan ko timplahin kung paano gawin yun. Yung nakakaawa na masama or ano.
Kasi biktima ka ng sitwasyon eh.
Yes, exactly. And talagang, I'm doing this role for them sa lahat ng mga Comfort Women. Kasi, you were there and we heard everything. I wanna get
yes
to my role.
Ash, sinabi mo kanina na hindi ka naging choosy pero nagpahinga ka and nag-focus ka sa self-love. Nag-travel ka.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Kwento mo naman.
Yeah, nag-travel ako. Pero dito lang naman din sa Asia. I traveled with my friends, with my best friend, with the family member. So, ang saya kasi, syempre, walang diet, walang KJ. Tapos, when I'm here, I would, you know, spend time with my friends also. Ayan, sina Roxy, sina Sky, Shuby. And yeah, I think dun rin ako nag-heal na parang, oh my gosh, I don't need a guy in my life. I am happy, I'm at peace, and I'm really blessed, super blessed. And actually, I'm also excited kasi ipapalabas yung As If It's True sa Netflix. So, the movie I did last year for Cinemalaya, it's gonna be on Netflix. So, talagang, I'm so happy and really, really contented in life.
Alam mo, nakakatuwa yung sinabi mo na yung self-love and focusing on friends na actually, hindi mo naman talaga kailangan maghanap ng significant other eh. Pwede
yeah,
mong
yeah.
hanapin yung love sa mga friends mo.
Yeah.
And they can, you know, they can fill up the gaps na
yeah.
na sa tingin ng ibang tao eh wala ka.
Yes, that's true. And of course, I also learned how to enjoy my own company. Syempre, hindi rin naman 24/7 nandiyan yung mga friends ko, 'di ba? I don't wanna be a needy friend or a needy person. So, diba, I've been living alone and I learned how to enjoy my own company. Tumambay lang dito sa condo. Dati kasi kailangan laging lumalabas talaga ako eh. But now, at least I can just sit back and relax with my dog. And, you know, just enjoy my own company. Hindi ko kailangan tumawag ng friend. Punta ka dito. Hindi walang ganyan. Oo, yung kaya ko lang talaga yung sarili ko.
Oo, ang sarap kaya niya, no? Yung you have the house all to yourself, tapos
yes.
Dead ma kahit hindi ka naligo, di ba?
Yes, parang, oh my gosh, totoo po yan. Your house, your rules. Kasi walang mangingilam sa'yo.
True, at wala kang aasikasuhin, but yourself. Pag nagutom ka, di kumain ka. Kung ayaw mo kumain, di huwag kang kumain.
I know. Kung gusto mo late ka gumising.
Oo, yan. Grabe yung... Alam mo, maganda yung ini-impart mo sa akin ngayon about self-love, ano. I'm sure marami talaga ang makaka-relate sa ganyan. And sabi mo kanina, nahihilig ka na sa pagiging alone ngayon sa condo mo, ini-enjoy mo na yung condo mo. And sabi rin nila na pag dumating ka ng 25, nagkakaroon ka ng quarter-life crisis. Tumaan ka ba sa ganon? Or dumadaan ka ba sa ganun ngayon?
I think there was a time rin naman na inisip ko na what's next? Parang, okay, what will I do next?
Especially did it come ngayon or earlier?
I think this was maybe last year, mga Bermonts, ganyan. Okay, what will I do next? Diba? Parang, on break din kasi ako nun eh. Pero it wasn't like a super big deal to me kasi I'm always, marami rin naman akong ganaps. I'm always out and about. Pero siguro, yung question ko lang yung sarili ko, what do I really want? Gusto ko ba magkaroon ng boyfriend? Or talagang, I just wanna be alone? Or baka dahil wala akong mapili? So, I asked that sa sarili ko. And parang nasagot ko naman na siya na, kung gusto ko naman mag-boyfriend, I think, makakakuha
naman. Kaya naman. Kaya naman talaga.
Kaya naman. Pero it's my choice to not be in a relationship first with someone. Kasi na-enjoy ko yung time ko. I enjoy being single and I just want to explore and meet a lot of people. Diba? Ayoko yung naisip ko kasi parang pag may boyfriend ako, parang magpapaalam pa ako na pupunta ako sa ganito, ganyan. So, parang ayoko muna ng ganyan.
At saka, ibang tao pa rin to eh. Alam mo, one thing I've realized about living with somebody, kahit sabihin mong mahal mo, individual pa rin to, iba yung ugali, iba yung mag-a-adjust ka pa rin, ganun.
That's true. So parang I'm not there yet. Pero, yeah, I think yun lang siguro yung parang mga naging question ko sa sarili ko. Kasi, career-wise naman, I'm super blessed and super grateful na talagang tuloy-tuloy siya na there's so much plans for my career. So, I'm really happy for that. Yung more of sa sarili lang talaga na parang, asya na ba talaga gusto mo para sa sarili mo? Yun yung parang mga naging questions ko for myself. But, yeah, I think I was able to, okay naman ako ngayon. Really, really happy.
Alam mo, habang kinukwento mo ngayon, I cannot help but think na yung, well, in my younger years, dumaan ako dyan. And merong, meron yung tawag, ang tinatawag ko nun, sadness pangs. Kasi as opposed to hunger pangs, di ba? Ito, sadness pangs ito. How do you get out of it? Kasi syempre, di ba, yung wala kang jowa, I mean, you enjoy company with your friends, tapos mag-isa ka lang sa bahay. Minsan, di ba, parang it sometimes hits you na parang, ba't malungkot ako ngayong araw na to? Or ba't malungkot ako nito?
I do feel that when I'm lonely. Yung parang, yung mag-isa ka lang, is lonely. I just drink a glass of wine.
So, nag-ini-enjoy mo lang yung, wait, yeah. Sige. Makikipag-inuman ako sa sarili ko.
Oo, siguro I would just play good music. I love music. So, yun lang, when I listen to, actually, I allow myself to feel sad. Pag feeling ko malungkot ako sa gabing to, iiyak ko siya. Para, hindi, pangit rin kasi yung parang magpe-pretend ako na hindi ayoko itong maramdaman. I would allow myself to feel it para ma-release ko. And then after, I feel better. So, habang nag-wine, sige, tonight is the night I'm gonna have a mental breakdown. So, I'm gonna allow myself to feel it. And then after that, pag-ising ko, okay na ulit ako. Siyempre, there are days talaga na no, you feel lonely, you feel sad.
So, okay lang talaga magdrama?
Oo, feel ko, nilalabas ko talaga siya. Nilalabas ko siya. Pero, it makes me feel better the next day. Tapos, parang, isip na lang ako pag yung, nag-inarte na naman ako kagabi.
Oo, yun eh. Yung morning after, no? Doon mo marirealize talaga na parang, ang drama ko kagabi.
Oo, ang drama ko kagabi. Pero, wala eh. I'm only human. Syempre, we feel those loneliness and sadness. And it's okay to feel things also. So, hinayaan ko sarili ko. Kasi the more na pinipigilan ko sa sarili ko, the more na, alam mo, yung magbubuo lang sa loob. Tapos, diba, sasabog ka na lang one day. I don't want that to happen to me. So, if I feel sad, I'm gonna allow myself to feel sad. And then afterward, diba, balik ulit sa normal na buhay.
Alam mo, ang weird lang, impart ko lang sa'yo. Kasi, I know what you're going through now and it's a happy face, ganyan. You know, marirealize mo lang na parang you cry at different things now compared to yung the things that you used to cry about 2 years ago. No? Parang ngayon, mas naiiyak ka pa nga sa movies kesa sa totoong buhay.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. At saka yung iniiyakan ko noon, pinagtatawanan ko na lang ngayon.
Exactly. Diba?
Yes. So, yeah. Oo, iba. Totoo po yan. Iba rin yung mga reason kung bakit rin ako naiyak. Pero syempre, mas nung last year, I think it was a good year for me. Swerte sa career, but also it was a tough year for me. Yun, maraming iyak-iyak doon. Pero nung mga bandang last few months, last year, I was really happy. As in, biro lang, parang hindi nga ako masyadong iiyak eh. So, puro laughters and smiles and, you know, and I'm grateful for that.
Oo. Ang sabi nga nila, di ba, laughter is the best medicine. Hindi yan totoo. Yes. Nag-evolve na yan. Self-love is the best medicine.
That is so true. Totoo po yan. Kasi, di ba, sino naman magmamahal sa'yo if sarili mo, hindi mo rin naman mahal.
True, no? Alam mo, yung mga updaters na nakikinig sa atin ngayon, maraming mapupulot doon sa sinabi mo. Number one, hindi nyo kailangan magkaroon ng jowa kung hindi tama ang panahon. Diba?
Yeah.
And two, kahit wala kayong jowa, pwede kayong maging masaya.
Yes, that is so true.
You just have to hang out with the right people.
Yes, that is so true. Right people, right crowd, healthy environment.
Or di ba kung trip nyong not to hang out with the right people, hang out with yourself. Di ba?
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I was able to hang out rin with the wrong people. Pero, I don't want to say na ano sila. Pero it's also nice to witness it, to experience it. Para alam mo na rin yung mga taong iiwasan mo sa buhay.
Anong diba? Red flag mo?
Red flag? In general?
Siguro, oo, yung parang, ay, hindi itong crowd para sa akin or hindi itong tao that I will hang around with.
Siguro yung ano, yung plastic, yung parang wearing, yung scheming na tao na sa harapan mo.
True, oo.
Pero pag nakatalig mo, dami mo na palang naririnig ng mga pinagsasabi niya about you. So I think, yun yung mga red flags sa akin. Kung ayaw mo naman sa akin, just don't talk to me, it's fine. Pero pag yung ayaw mo sa akin, pero you're still gonna, you know, pag nakita, parang mag, how are you? Ganyan, di ba? Parang ang plastic. So, siguro yung red flag is people who's not genuine. Yun.
Oo, eh, ano pa naman ngayon, be your authentic self na nga ngayon.
Yes, yes. Alam mo, it's also nice na uso ngayon na talaga kung sino ka, yun ka, di ba? Like, a lot of people talaga, they pinapakita nila kung ano ba talaga ako. Which is a good thing also. Pero, di ba, there are also people na hindi pa rin, hindi sila ganun. So, iwas sa ganun.
Ashley!
Oh.
Oo, may pahabol na question. When do you feel the sexiest?
When do I feel the sexiest? Siguro, maybe after taking a shower. Kasi parang ang linis-linis ko. Tapos fresh ako.
Oo. Bakit? 'Di ba?
Or when I smile, when I laugh.
Ah, so yun ang sexy part mo.
Yeah,
kumbaga,
yeah.
Yung your smile.
My smile when I laugh, when I'm confident with myself. So, yun. But not in a mayabang way. Ano lang talaga ako.
Oh, confidence lang as it is. Oo.
Yeah. Confidently beautiful with a heart. Yeah, and I feel like...
Why not?
No, oo. Hindi naman kailangan wearing a sexy dress para magiging sexy. And of course, I also feel sexy when I'm clean. Kasi mahilig ako sa mga rituals sa mga body. So after taking a shower, feel ko talaga fresh ako.
Ayan. Oo, maganda yan. What's your love language?
My love language? Actually, physical touch din ako. Like, since wala naman akong jowa ngayon, it's more of like sa mga friends ko, ayan, I love hugging them, kissing them, my dog also, tsaka siguro mag-gifts. Pero not ano,
mag-gift ka.
Parang it's more of, ako kasi yung laging nagpa-plan ng lahat. So when we plan, I really love spending money and good food, good drinks when I am with good company, with my friends. So parang,
ayun. Oh, why not? Diba? Why not?
As long as yung mga good food and good company, okay ako dyan. Kasi mababawi mo naman yung money, pero yung memories. As in, super, super worth it. So, I think that's my love language. And words of affirmation, I think, binabasi ko to based on my friends right now. Ha? Kasi wala naman akong jowa. Pero yan. Ano rin, mga advice, ayan. nakikinig din sila sa akin. So,
a good talk,
I always
diba?
Share my experience. At saka kung may pinagdadaanan sila, sabi ko, girl, I'm just a phone call away. Huwag ka mag-alala, wala akong kausap. Pag may pinagdadaanan kayo, andito lang ako. I won't judge you. So, ayun, I would always, you know, talk to them pag may pinagdadaanan sila. I do have a group chat with different groups of people. Tapos, ayun talaga, active ako dun sa, ako yung laging active sa group chat.
Ikaw ang punong abala.
Sabi nila, grabe, sobrang active ka ngayon, ah, bilis na mag-reply. Bilis mo.
Pag oo, eh, sabi mo, oo, oh, eh, marami akong panahon ngayon, eh. Bakit
oo,
ba?
I have a lot of time. Sabi ko, dapat na maging masaya kayo, eh. Binubuhos ko yung oras ko sa inyo, hindi sa iba.
Oo, kaysa naman sa ibang masasamang, ano, di ba? Iwas tayo sa mga ganyan dahil hindi naman natin sila crowd. At least, yes. Di ba? Oo. Ash, before I let you go, I'm going to turn the tables around. Kasi meron kaming segment, di ba, na Ask Nelson.
Yes,
I don't
I
know
remember.
If you prepared for this, but yes. Yeah, you can ask me one question.
Parang I want happening with your love life. Do you have a...
Alam mo, okay. I will not say it's stagnant. I mean, we've been together 10 years this year.
Oh my God.
We celebrated our 6th year of marriage last Feb 21, and wala, you know, plain is good, you know, yung ganyan, yung steady lang is good. Once you reach a certain age, hahanapin mo na yun, eh, yung parang steady lang, yung hindi
wala nang roller coaster.
Wala nang roller coaster. I mean, meron din paminsan-minsan kasi syempre, 'di ba, katulad nga ng heartbeat, 'di ba, may ganon, pero hindi na parating ganon.
Okay.
Kasi nakakapagod 'yun. So, my heart is very okay. I'm it's where it's supposed to be.
Aww.
'Yun. And I hope it stays that way kasi tumatanda na ako, eh. And I'm enjoying kung ano yung meron kami, kung ano yung meron ako. That's why siguro katulad nga nung sinabi mo na importante ang self-love, mas nagpo-focus na ako ngayon sa ganun.
That's nice. Oo, self-love is the key.
True, and that's the way to go. Ash, I hope to see you one of these days.
Oh, me also. Magkikita tayo.
Sige. Anyway, Ash, I'll see you one of these days. Thank you.
Thank you
for guesting again. I love you.
Thank you. I love you.
Thank you for listening until the very end. Keep up, stay updated. If you like this episode, please leave us a 5-star review. You can also download this episode so you can listen to it anytime.